Hello, Audio Boo. It's the 13th of August, 2014, and I'm out here in Sacramento thinking about pondering changing my username. And this is kind of silly. It isn't for the reason you might think. Initially, when I created this account, I kept it synonymous with my Twitter username. Just because it would be easier. Well, it was a great way to get notifications. For one thing, I wasn't receiving them from Audio Boo reliably, so if somebody would comment or say something, I would see the notification. If they would reply or whatever, they would tag me on Twitter, I would see those notifications. Here come the fire trucks. I don't know if it's going to be able to. Hope the phone doesn't pick this up, because they're coming closer. Yeah. See how easily I can distract myself. But I'm thinking about this really. Jeez. It's that's not good. There's a couple of them. I hope they keep going south. Thank you very much. Don't stop in Midtown. It's so dry here. When there's a fire, it just freaks me out. I think, oh my God, we don't need that. Yeah, I keep going. That's the way I keep going. So, I'm thinking about changing my username. And I really don't want the hassle of going back and refollowing everybody and trying to see, you know, who is interested in refollowing. I just, all that stuff, I don't want to have to recreate the account. But there are a couple of things that are contributing to this. The first is that I've thought for a long time that if I had been smart, I would have just used a nick, as Top Gold likes to call it. Maybe something that is a little more common, that people are familiar with, so they would know how to say it. I often feel bad for people who see my name and can't say it. I've had people that don't even think I'm female. I've had people come and ask me what country I'm from because my name looks so strange. I have a lot of people who are using a TTS, using text-to-speech, who don't bother to look at it character by character. They just say it the way their synth says it because they get lazy, and they don't realize that the last letter of my username is a capital G, so they try to say it as part of the string. Maybe they'd never realize that Raquel is spelled with a Q. I don't know. And I don't know. It's not a big deal, really. But I feel bad for people that struggle with this. And if I'd been smart, I would have at least put an underscore in there to separate them so that the G would be pronounced like a capital G. The way it should be, it's capitalized, but a lot of people don't see that. So when it comes time for them to tag me, they don't know. And like I said, they don't want to take the time to look letter by letter, I guess. And so I have people that call me Rachel, which I think is hilarious. Obviously, they've never listened to a single word I have to say, because they're just looking at what the letters kind of sort of resemble. And I don't know, whatever, I just shake my head, okay. But it's kind of annoying. I think to myself, you know, if I have a nice, boring username that everybody's familiar with, it'll be easier for them to say, easier for them to remember, and easier for them to use when they're tagging. But my concern is I don't want to break all of my links, and I think it might happen. I don't know, my boom mail, my direct messages, my stuff that I've posted previously. I don't know what it's going to do to my account. And I see reference to it on the website, even, that it's a possibility, but that certain links will break, and I'm not really clear on what those are. But I know there are several people who have changed their username on multiple occasions. I don't want to really confuse people. I don't want to make things more inconsistent. But I think it would just make it easier for them, and subsequently easier for me too in the long run, to have something that is universal and simple for everybody who can figure out what the heck. And I guess that's my oversight in the beginning. I should have maybe done that initially and just made it easier for people. I've met people in person and they, who are you? I don't know who you are. And then they realize who I am once they realize how my name is spelled. Some people, like I said, especially some of the folks that are using speech, have been hearing it pronounced incorrectly for so long that they pronounce it incorrectly. And they just don't look to see how it's written, you know. And I, you know, whatever. I'm not going to go into a diatribe about people and spelling and literacy, or I could be here for I could be here for a very long time. But I think I make it easier. So, curious, what's it going to break? I should know this, and I don't. And so I just figured I would ask the community at large. I know somebody is going to have the answer. And maybe you can enlighten me publicly, privately, on Twitter, of course. My name is Raquel G. I'm at Rocky G over there on Twitter. Also, you can find me the same username, same complicated username. And just shoot me a message if you would and let me know what you had to change around. I thought even about creating another account. Like I said, just I think everybody goes through this where you think, oh my God, this is stupid. But I really don't want to start over. I have some things that are time stamped, and that's kind of a fun thing to go back and have dates associated with events. The audio, for the most part, I have it already. My dog's over here grumbling. She's laying here. Ugh. Okay, I get the message. Shut up already. Am I keeping you awake? That's funny. So, I'd just like to know what the deal is, if it's going to really make me have to recreate everything. I really don't want to have to start over with a brand new account. I'd kind of like to. I know there are a handful of you who do listen to me who would prefer not to have to deal with the music. I do understand that, and I apologize. I will try to remember to tag things at least that have music in them so you can make the choice whether to listen or not. And I do apologize for that, because I'm not always good about making note of the fact that a book contains music. So I've thought about that, but you know what? Am I likely to maintain two accounts? Unless one is more work-related and it has very different kinds of content associated with it, I'd have enough trouble posting to my regular account. I don't see myself maintaining two Audioboo accounts, so I really don't want to change it over unless I'm ready to completely start over. But I would like to at least make that change to my username if I can keep it transparent for the folks who follow me. So info, please, please. Really appreciate it. Thanks in advance. I'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye.